भगवद्गीता 2.30 देहि नित्यम् अवध्योऽयम् देहे सर्वस्य भारत तस्मात् सर्वाणि भूतानि न त्वं शोचितुम् अर्हसि. So here is saying, Dehi Nityam, that soul which is inside the body is Nityam. Avadhyoyam is indestructible, indestructible. Avadhyoyam, vad is to kill, avadhyo is to not be able to kill. Avadhyoyam, the Dehi is Nityam and is Avadhyoyam. Dehe Sarvasya Bharata, Dehe Sarvasya, in all living beings, that Dehi exists and that Dehi is indestructible. And Tasmat Sarvani Bhutani. So therefore, for all living beings, Natvam Shochitum Arhasi, do not lament. So the point which Krishna is making here is that actually we all have a tendency to lament about things that are not in our control. And while there's in this tendency, at one level is natural. But at another level, when we accept the inevitability of the inevitable, that means it is inevitable, but as long as we internally resent it and resist it, then we just burn ourselves by it. But once we accept it, then we can start seeing, okay, what is in my control and what can I do about it? So, the Bhagavad Gita is not just offering a gloomy, pessimistic delineation of things, where it just says, okay, the body is destructible, soul is indestructible, that's the way things are, and just accept it. So it might seem, if it seemed like that, as just a doctrine of helplessness. And you are helpless, and better help accept that you're helpless and leave things at that. Live that way itself. But that's not what the Bhagavad Gita teaches. The Bhagavad Gita teaches that yes, this body is destructible, but the emphasis is the soul is indestructible. Dehi Nityam Avadhyoyam. So, Nityam Avadhyo actually means the same thing, is eternal and indestructible. So, by nature is eternal, and even if someone made some attempts to destroy it, it cannot be destroyed. Dehi Sarvasya Bharata, and exists in all living beings. And therefore, all living beings are indestructible. Now, this is of course not referring to one soul living in all living beings. But Krishna is talking about the principle of soul. All living beings have souls. And those souls are all indestructible. And therefore, one need not lament for anyone. So the whole process of spirituality is not just to either passively accept the destructibility of the material level, or merely intellectually analyze the indestructibility of the spiritual level. Rather, the essence of spirituality is to consciously raise oneself from the material level to the spiritual level. To recognize that because we are souls and we are meant to raise ourselves to the highest level of consciousness, so we actually are eternal, and we can realize that eternality by practicing the process of yoga. And Krishna will introduce the term yoga for the first time in 39th verse, but in the next session he will talk about practical ways in which one can start practicing one's start living according to the path of dharma, that will gradually raise one to the spiritual level. So, Dehe Sarvasya Bharata. So, actually, all of us, beyond our bodily differences, we are souls. And as souls, we all have an opportunity for eternal life. And just as a child knows that, okay, I'm comfortable at my parents' place and my parents love me and they take care of me and they want me to be here and they really coddle me and care for me, but I'll grow up And when I grow up, I'll go out of my parents' house. But then, there is a big, big wonderful life ahead for me. Or for that matter, another example is, you know, there is a birdlet inside a cage, inside a shell. The birdlet inside the shell, although the shell at one level is restrictive, inside it is safe. But how long is it safe? That bird, that shell, actually it is so destructible. It will just crack and the birdlet inside may get crushed. Although the shell may offer some security, but the birdlet is not meant to live inside that shell forever. Actually, the birdlet is meant to crack the shell of the egg and come out, learn to fly, and then fly high in the sky and delight in the flight and look at the big, explore the world and enjoy the world. Similarly, the bodily conception is like a shell. And although we may get some sense of security in knowing who we are, in being comfortable in our skin, in accepting, okay, I am a good-looking person, I am not a good-looking person, I am tall or short or whatever. There has to be some level of acceptance if we are constantly resenting who we are at the level of the body. That resentment burns inside us and that makes us, that chokes our energy, emotional energy, mental energy from any constructive activity. But we, at a transitional level, accept our skin. But then the person, we are comfortable in our skin and then we move onwards. Okay, I am a Kshatriya, I am a Vaishya, I am a Brahmana, whatever I am. But the important point is, I am more than all this, I am the soul. So right now, because I have a particular Varna, because I have a particular Swadharma, I'll do that Swadharma according to my Varna. And by that, I will rise upwards. This will be talked about more in the next section. But the point is, just as a bird cracks out of the shell and thereafter its real life begins. Similarly, the whole process of practicing dharma is meant to help us crack out of the shell of the bodily conception of life. So, Krishna is telling Arjuna here that crack out of this shell, Arjuna. You are following the path of dharma. Do not let grief check you from following dharma. Because this grief is inevitable sooner or later. The death will happen and you will grieve at that time. If it doesn't happen now, it will happen in the future. And you will grieve at that time. So this death and its associated grief, you will not be able to avoid. But if you break out of the shell of bodily conception, then you will not lament. And if you do your duty and enable others to also, and set an example for others also to do their duty, then you will help them also to break out of the shell of bodily conception. And therefore, gradually you will rise to the spiritual level, and then the pains at the bodily level will not be so much. We tolerate and transcend those pains. So the whole point is, Arjuna, by remembering the eternality of the soul and the universality of the soul's presence in all bodies, by this knowledge, Arjuna, transcend. By this knowledge, you will be able to transcend bodily miseries, and for doing that, you have to stick to the path of dharma. And grief will prevent you from sticking to the path of dharma. Therefore, Arjuna, give up grief. Give up grief and stay firm on the path of dharma. So the Atma Gyan is not just meant to make us artificially detach from the level of the body or artificially renounce the bodily conception, but to intelligently adopt the process for rising above the bodily conception. We cannot arbitrarily just wish away our bodily identity, nor can we become unsympathetic to bodily pains. But we don't let ourselves become so consumed by bodily pains that we forget our duty. So knowing that there is a life higher than the bodily available for us,
that knowledge will inspire us to follow the process by which we can rise towards that supra-bodily life. Supra-bodily means a life above the body, the spiritual life. And don't let grief deprive us of that higher life that awaits us as eternal souls. Thank you.